talking to you about this nature is kind of like how I would feel if I was talking to Michael Jordan how to do a jump shot. I do think that in terms of faith and relationship with God, it's too audacious for me to try to teach you anything about that. And so I can't. So I'll just say what I wrote down. Whatever healing Don needed, we do believe he now has received. He now experiences what we all want, which is to see the face of God, to have God's presence. When I talk with my ill patients, and some of them don't do well, but I say at the end of the day, what we really, really want is to feel God's presence. And we know that many times before Don died, he felt God's presence, and I'm sure that you as well have. And I'm sure that he heard, "Well done, good and faithful servants." I heard a quote recently on the radio, which you know. As it is said, death can only hide but not divide. And Don is just on God's other side. Even Rosalind will be ministered to, counseled to, by our great counselor, more so than we can. Thank you for sharing your life, your man, your father, and your God with us. And it does seem that when we stop talking, that's when we hear God. Maybe in a child's voice, or in the cry of the ill, or the eyes of the poor, or with sacred music. When I think of Don, I mentioned this here on the phone, I think of energy. There's a sense of urgency. He picked us up at Cap Haitien International Airport. And there is always his presence and, okay, we've got to get going, got to do this. And he was always in charge. And he had this vision and talent for those that he served. He wanted to be God's servant. And he cared deeply for the disenfranchised. And many times he was their only voice. He cared about their incredible poverty. I could take it maybe 6 days every couple of years, but you guys live it all the time. You really are on a mission from God. Don's view of what would Jesus do? You know, we always had this view. But he was Jesus in the temple attacking the money changers. He was not the peaceful, turn the other cheek. He was. Nothing seemed to get Don more riled up as what he saw other missionaries doing. They would come up here, show the movies of the poverty, pocket the money, and then live very nicely down there with their servants. He wanted to, eyeglasses were handed out free. One of the churches said, "Fine, but we'll have to collect 50 cents a piece service charge." Well, he said, "No, forget that." So he went to another place. And also, as mentioned in the newspaper article, when things got tough, they left. Those other missionaries, but you guys did not. But he also attracted saints. What one really called to mind is a sister, Deborah, who treats the homeless street children in Cap Haitien. Oh my gosh, what a heart she has. I mean, we could be there for about 2 hours and our hearts were broken, but clearly God persevered with her, and she gained strength through your mission. You gave her a little oasis at times. It was obvious. I've had many trips, and they're all memorable. My first one, again, there's all this, so much energy. Oh my gosh, got to do this. We went in this Probably not a good idea to go on an airplane that's older than you are, but I did. It was a DC-3. It was commissioned in 1941 or something. But then we went out to the fishing village, Labadee, and they ran surgery right on the beach. They had this little community building, and it was amazing. But that's when I got in trouble, too. We gave out immunizations, but we had to do a skin test first to make sure they didn't have TB before you give them the measles vaccine. And so the day we're going to give them the shots, I was invited to go fishing. And they said, well, will I be back by 10? Sure. But they didn't speak English, I guess. Or if you know Haitian time, 10 o'clock, you know what 10 o'clock means. So by the time I got back, all the immunizations were out. And where were you? But they forgave me and invited me again. In terms of integrity, one time we went down, again, we had this big surgery clinic planned. I don't do surgery, but big surgery clinic planned. We're going to go to a government building that they were going to let us use. And you guys had done a lot of work, got the generator going, the building cleaned out and everything. And we got out there and the local governor said, well, to use it, you're going to have to pay me some money. And Don said, forget it. We went into town and, as in the movie, if you have a clinic, they will come. And so surgeries were done on the kitchen table. And these were hernia surgeries. And these are tough people. My gosh, tough people. And this one fellow, just as he was anesthetized, he's not under, he coughed and his intestines came out all over the kitchen table. They pushed him back in. And that night we had spaghetti for dinner. We really did. During the military invasion in 1994, Don was the voice of reason within Cap-Haitien. He was the voice of valid information. And in many respects, your clinic was the headquarters. And your headquarters allowed the U.S. government to really help a lot of people. It's unfortunate that. And it just shows what a little bit of honest authority, what could happen in Cap-Haitien. Don's engineering skills. He built these market squares. I guess if you read the newsletter, you know about these market squares. There are no maintenance things. People would have a little hut here, a little hut here, out in these little villages, but he could centralize it. It was like the mall. And they would couple cents for their little square, and then that maintained it, and it was no maintenance. It was wonderful. One time he had to convince the people not to put the well right next to the latrine. But simple things, but the houses, the roads, and it wasn't just, you know, give them a fish so they can eat today, but it was teaching them to fish. Both my daughters have been twice. My wife's been three times. For Haiti with Love has helped us keep in touch with real world. And Don, he was not non-denominational. He was multi-denominational. He's part Jewish, part Native American. His father was a Seventh-day Adventist. He was a ordained Baptist minister, attended the Messianic Jewish congregation in town, and worked mostly with Catholics in Haiti. So he had, but he had one Lord. If we need two validations that Don's work has been God's work, two validations. Eva is one. Okay. Because your strength, compassion, and talent and love made it happen. It was a true love story. And then we meet Rosalind. Whoa. My gosh. I am just in awe of you. But I know that awe is a reflection of an awe of our God. So it's not up to you. It's up to God. Personally, I am so grateful for the opportunities that you gave me. I haven't always gotten it right in life. I know. But it seems that those times with you, I've gotten the closest to getting it right. We have nothing to fear because of Good Friday. We know that the devil said, oh, because he lost. And then Sunday morning, an empty tomb. These historic facts. The evil one lost forever. He's still trying, but we know he lost forever. And our God is an awesome God who wants all our hearts. That's all he wants, is our hearts. We know he had Don's and Eva's and Rosalind's. And we also know we're only visitors here for a short time. I was thinking of another aside. Sometimes it might get scary what God calls us to do. He says, geez, I can't do what Don did. I don't want that kind of call. But I guess we just have to say whatever. And when I was talking to Eva the other day about this, she said, well, you know, we're still here. So I think all of us have to remember that. That Don's not here right now, physically. But for Haiti, we're here. And right now, all of us, I guess, need to prop it up a little bit more. So thank you again for the honor to speak here. And blessed be the name of the Lord.